York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. And hi, how are you? Happy Wednesday. Yep, it's already middle of the week. Welcome to the program on this Wednesday, the 29th of August, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. All right, we got all the boxes checked, and here we go. We've got, I know it's the end of August. I know it's for the eastern part of the country and down into Texas. It's hot. But we've got quite a bit going today. We've got some more follow-up on the people going after the Pope. We've got somebody who is starting a DNA company that you can sell your DNA to. We've got the NAFTA deal that's been somewhat agreed to. But let's start with last night, especially in Florida, where the governor's race was interesting, because the stories today are all about the fact that one of them, who's this? Steve Peoples over at Associated Press. Establishment loses, diversity grows. And I so disagree with that. I so disagree with the fact diversity grows. What happened in Florida last night was you've got Rick DeSantis. What's his first name? Is it Rick? Is it Ron DeSantis? Ron DeSantis, the congressman who is now going to be the Republican candidate for governor in Florida. And on the Democrat side, you've got the mayor of Tallahassee. Andrew Gillum is going to be the Democrat nominee. So what you have is you have Donald Trump supporting Ron DeSantis. So he's been very good as far as getting people in primaries into a winning position. So you got to give the president credit for all that. On the other side of the aisle is it was a surprise that Andrew Gillum won the Democrat nomination because of the fact that he was, he was endorsed by Bernie Sanders, the socialist, and by Tom Steyer, the billionaire that's running around the country buying television ads, making a national effort for what he says is to impeach Donald Trump. I think it has more to do with Tom Steyer wants to get Tom Steyer elected to some job somewhere someday. But back to this Andrew Gillum. I don't know if many of us outside of Florida are familiar with the guy, but he was mayor of Tallahassee. And, okay, so Bernie Sanders comes along and says, yep, I'm supporting this guy. And Tom Steyer says, I'm supporting this guy. But the surprise was that one of the Democrats running, Gwen Graham, her dad is the former governor, and her dad is a former senator from Florida. So she's kind of a well-connected establishment Democrat. So that, so you've got these two guys that are from opposite points of view. I mean, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump could not be further apart. And these are the two candidates that they both chose. And when I say diversity grows is the headline from Associated Press, I go, no, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. There is nobody in the middle getting elected anymore. You either have to be a far lefty, like Bernie Sanders, or you got to be a far righty, which is not Donald Trump. I don't know. I mean, you can't be the establishment Republican. Let me put it that way. So that's the way the world's working right now. And I presume I don't see anything changing down the road. So I presume we will continue to elect Democrats that are further to the left and pander to the left, and Republicans that will be elected Republicans that will be elected that are going to be anti-Republican establishment. So that's kind of the scenario where I don't see anything getting done. I don't see anybody crossing the aisle. It's interesting during this time when John McCain's services are starting today in Arizona, and everybody talked about the fact he crossed the aisle and all of that. But I people don't want that anymore. I mean, John McCain is not only being buried literally, but figuratively. That kind of politician is yesterday's news. We are looking for different people. So it did not take long. The election was last night. And here we are this morning. And Ron DeSantis has already apparently put his foot into it. This is another thing that I don't know how you read these things, but Ron DeSantis was making comments about Andrew Gillum, and they've already drawn criticism, and DeSantis said he was on Fox News this morning to talk about the upcoming race against Gillum, and he said that his comments were directed at Gillum's policies and not the candidate himself. This is what Ron DeSantis said.
Well, look, I mean, this is Florida elections are always competitive. And, this is a guy who, although he's much too liberal for Florida, I think he's got huge problems with how he's governed Tallahassee. He is an articulate spokesman for those far left views, and he's a charismatic candidate. And, I watched those Democrat debates. None of that was my cup of tea. But, I mean, he performed better than the other people there. So we've got to work hard to make sure that we continue Florida going in a good direction. Let's build off the success we've had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda with huge tax increases and bankrupting the state. That is not going to work. That's not going to be good for Florida. So I'm going to fight for what I believe in, because I think I'm the guy who can really lead Florida in a good direction.
Oh boy. So I don't know if you caught it, but enough people caught it to where, what? What's this monkey this up? What? Is he using some term that's a racist term? Because that is what he is being accused of, is this voter should not monkey this up by choosing his opponent who is an African American. So, on the other side of the aisle, the Democrat, Andrew Gillum, says he's already played the race card today. He said voters are not looking for a misogynist, racist, or bigot. So it's going to be a nasty race. The race card's already been played. I don't know why Ron DeSantis used the term, don't monkey this up. But he's being accused of being a racist. Who was the guy a couple of months ago that said something about this cotton picking thing? I got to tell you something. And they accused him of being a racist. And I don't think I've used cotton picking very often in my life, but I've heard it. Heard it for my whole life that people say this. David Bossy. Oh, I know Bossy. I don't know Bossy enough to know whether he's a racist or not, but I don't think saying something cotton picking, this cotton picking, no good, rotten. I don't think it's a racist term, but some people do. I don't know why he would choose monkey this up. It doesn't seem to fit in this description, but it's already being used as he must be a racist. So here we go. So not only do we have an election in Florida where the Associated Press is saying that this is diversity grows, I don't think this is diversity. They're saying diversity only because of the fact, why? Is Associated Press being racist? Because one man is black and one man is white? Or are they saying diversity grows because it was Bernie Sanders supported guy versus a Trump supported guy? But I look at it as, this isn't diversity. This is polarizing. This is the welcome to politics. And I believe that the more polarizing politics gets, the more people drop out. You know, there's a lot of other things to focus on in our world. And there's a lot of things that we really care about in our world that don't seem to be addressed other than just the extremes. So when the voter goes to the voting booth, it always comes down to jobs and the economy, jobs and the economy, jobs and the economy. But when you get polarizing elections going, both of these men, Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, they seem very professional. They seem very articulate. Even DeSantis was talking about Gillum about how he basically did a better job than the Democrats he was running against. So you got two guys that are very articulate, that are being promoted by two people that are about as far apart as you can possibly imagine. So then you throw in Florida is always, always, always a moving chessboard. Nothing is ever the same from election to election. Now you've got a lot of people that are living in Florida that had to leave Puerto Rico. You've got a lot of immigrants coming up from Venezuela. I know they're probably not citizens yet, but Puerto Rico people are going to be able to vote. So there's a lot of people, plus just the normal everyday migration to Florida from people in other parts of the country that are moving there because for retirement or whatever it might be. So I don't know what this is going to mean, but within 12 hours of the election, we already have the race card and everybody pointing the finger at each other. Maybe it's good. Get it out of the way. Everybody can yell racist, 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 and then they can get down to the nitty-gritty of what people in Florida want for their new governor. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can find my number, my email address, the links to my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. That's all on my website, which is tomsullivan.com. And if you have Alexa or you have Google, you can ask for Tom Sullivan Show on both devices.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
So Florida is an interesting result because you got a guy backed by by President Trump and a guy backed by Bernie Sanders going against each other. Donald Trump was asked just a moment ago at the White House what he thought about Ron DeSantis' comment.
No, I didn't hear. Honestly,
the racist comment.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, Jim. I mean, I've been actually working on the deal with Canada, so I have not heard it. I tell you what, I know Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is extraordinary. Harvard, Yale, brilliant. Ran an incredible campaign. Really beat a lot of people that he wasn't supposed to beat because he came into the race and a lot of people didn't know him. He's an extreme talent and he will make a fantastic governor of Florida. So I think Ron is, he's extraordinary in so many different ways. I haven't heard that at all now.
All right, so the president says I didn't hear it. But you've heard it. We just played it for you a few minutes ago. And the governor's race in Florida is, all these governors' races are really important this year because of the fact in 2020 is the census time where whoever is the governor of the state, whoever controls that seat, is in a commanding position to redraw, gerrymander, draw district lines for congressional districts that might favor their party. And Florida always is such a important state that that's why this governor's race is so important. Phone number is 855-295-6600. I get a kick. Wayne sends me a tweet. You follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. Hey, Tom, maybe the candidate should have just dropped the F-bomb. Yeah, it probably would have gone over better than what's happened here. Ron in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Ron. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hello, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, I don't think that his comment is or should amount to anything. As your Twitter person you just mentioned said, he could have said, you know, I don't want anything effing this up. Well, he's trying to keep from that, and I don't think it's going to add anything. I think the American people, I think the opposition has overplayed this racist thing. You can't sneeze without somebody calling racist. Trump called the NFL players or SOBs, should you fight, don't you wish you could fire this SOB? I've been called an SOB. I didn't know I was black. And I think they've overplayed it and overplayed it way too much. I think the people are tired of it, and I think they know exactly what's going on.
Well, I don't know how much it affects the vote. Really, that's all it comes down to. You know, if somebody's offended, is it somebody that votes or not votes? I don't know. Or is it going to stir up people to say, hey, hello, all of you that are African American, you might want to go to the polls and vote for this guy. Go ahead and, you know, get him to go to vote on November 6th. Let's see. Might stir him up.
I don't think it will. I think they're smarter than that. And I think they can see all that's been going on. I mean, it's to the ridiculous point anymore. And as far as I think they need to stop with the racist comments, and I think they really need to stop with the diversity. We need to be diverse. We need to be diverse.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to, I mean, if I'm a white person and I have black friends and I have Hispanic friends and I have an Asian friend, these are people that I get along to. It's like they're trying to force us. You must have a black friend. You must have an Asian friend. You must.
I don't know about having a friend, but you better have, if you're a company, if you're an employer, you better have at least one of each. That's what you see in the ads. If you watch a commercial anywhere, you got to have one of everybody in the ad. So yeah, I think you're right, Ron. I think a lot of people are going, oh man, not the race card again. But I appreciate the call. Thank you, Albert Hunt. Al Hunt, big lefty. He's writes opinion pieces for Bloomberg. Very interesting. I don't know, would people call him a racist? He said Democrats are worried that this Andrew Gillum won because he may be too far left for the people who vote in Florida. We'll be right back.
Time all the time with Tom Sullivan.
Prime time it is, and talking about how the Florida governor's race, it's an important race because Florida is important when it comes to lots of things, including presidential runs. So you've got two guys. One, if you're just tuning in, one guy that was endorsed by Donald Trump, his name is Ron DeSantis, running for governor on the Republican ticket, and a guy endorsed by Bernie Sanders and Tom Steyer, who is a Democrat. His name is Andrew Gillum. He's the mayor of Tallahassee. So Ron DeSantis was on Fox this morning and said that you should not go, don't go monkey this up. And there are people are yelling, he's a racist, he's a racist. Well, I think people are going to look at these guys, and I'm surprised that Al Hunt, who's a lefty, writes for Bloomberg, said Democrats are worried about Gillum's win because it will blunt their advantage against the Republican winner. In other words, they wanted the moderate. They wanted the daughter of Governor Graham, Senator Graham, popular governor, popular senator. she was running. They wanted her because of the fact that that would get more people in the middle. So instead, you've got DeSantis on the right, who is a decorated Navy veteran, a graduate of Yale University and Harvard Law School. And on the left, you've got Gillum, who is the mayor of Tallahassee. I don't know his accolades, but this is from Al Hunt, and said that Gillum supports replacing private insurance companies with a government-run health care plan, national government health care plan. So all of you in Florida, forget it. You're not going to have insurance through a company. You're going to have it through a one-payer system run by the government. He wants to abolish ICE, and he wants to impeach Donald Trump. So I don't know about you, but I would think even for a Floridian who's half asleep would be able to say, which one do I align with? Because they're nowhere near each other on their positions out there. So one of them, again, I don't know, even DeSantis said Gillum is a very articulate guy, very charming, came across really well in his debates against the other Democrats. But the National Democratic Party is very worried because he's too far left. I don't know if that's true anymore. I think farther you go to the left, the more the Democrats will show up for you. 855-295-6600. Where's my little girl? There's Daryl in Sacramento. Hi, Daryl. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Oh, good. Good to talk with you, Tom.
Yeah, how you been?
It doesn't make any sense that this keeps happening. I would think they would know better. There's no way I'm going to use certain things if I see things been happening and there's been a problem. Well, I don't understand why the guys keep doing it. I don't think the guy's racist, but I think he's stupid in the fact that they know this keeps happening and they use these words. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, which then leads to the question, how do you know he's not a racist? That's
well,
the thing.
I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
I don't want to just call everybody racist. That's just me. But, you know, the way you know this keeps happening, you would think these guys would know better.
You would think. And by the way, he's not some old curmudgeon from another generation. He's 39 years old. You know, he should kind of be with it, if you will. I agree with you 100%, Daryl. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So remember the late, great Roseanne Barr?
Yes.
What did she do? She put monkey up on her Twitter feed when talking about Valerie Jarrett and said, oops, I didn't know she was black. It just happened. It was a national story. You don't put a monkey anywhere near the same paragraph when you're talking about African Americans. You don't.
I agree, and I don't understand why it keeps happening. It doesn't make sense to me. I've been baffled about it. I don't understand it, but it keeps happening.
What about while I've got you on the phone, weigh in on cotton picker. What about this cotton picking thing I'm all upset about?
Well, that's funny with me because our parents used to use that sometimes with us. You know, when we got in trouble, which I think our parents needed to think about, they'd be like, you know, you better straighten your cotton picking nappy head self up.
I never got the nappy head part, but I got the cotton picker part too. So I'm with you, Daryl. I'm with you on this stuff. I mean, it's. If you're going to put yourself in a high-profile campaign for governor, for crying out loud,
yes.
Watch what you say.
Exactly. Yeah, like I said, I'm conservative, so I may get a little slack from some of the folks out there, but I give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
All right. Good to hear from you. Nice to talk to you, Daryl. Let's get John in here from California as well. Hi, John. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey Tom, I'm getting fed up with it like everybody else, but I think you've got to go past a slip of the tongue, and if you're going to start calling somebody a racist or making accusations, then to do it the very next day or at your first opportunity tells me you haven't really gone and looked at the person's track record. You haven't looked at what he said in the past, what his motivations or intentions were. And to me, it makes me question that politician's confidence in his stance on the issues, that the first thing he's going to go to is the race card, as opposed to saying, did he use the term, is he a racist, maybe, maybe not. I'd rather stand on my solid ground, and here's why I'm trying to get you to vote for me, as opposed to here's why you shouldn't vote for the other guy. I call my little three-year-old granddaughter a monkey because she runs around the house and acts like a knucklehead.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
is not a racist term in my mind. And as soon as he said it,
no, but it is. If your if your granddaughter was black,
maybe. But I mean, I also use the term because I don't want to use the four-letter word that starts with F. So I say, don't monkey this up. For me, it did not come across as racist, but I immediately thought somebody's going to jump on this, and then you said, I don't know if you caught it in that soundbite.
Yep.
And I
yep.
thought, that's where we go to first. We don't look at the
yep.
character of the man,
nope.
the history of the man, the actions
nope.
of the man.
We nope.
look at a word, one word.
Yes.
And that to me says, you must not be very confident in where you stand as a politician on issues if that's what you're going to go to. You're trying to win based on someone else's screw-up, not on your merit.
Well, you're giving people something to throw mud at you with on a silver platter when you do something like that. That's why I go,
correct.
I've made my mistakes. I don't have a script. I talk 3 hours a day. I have for 30 years. I've probably said some things. Oh, in fact, I know I have. I've many times finished a show and go, I wish I hadn't said that, or I wish I had said that and I left it out. But so we're always trying to looking in the mirror, correcting ourselves. But it seems to me like when you know you're being recorded and you know you're on a public stage, come on, you gotta watch your language. You just do.
That at the same time, I think it's to the detriment of the country that we're going to throw out good people because of slips of the tongue.
Well, I don't think I think in all seriousness, better to have it today because when the election comes around in 71 days or whatever it is, by then they will have figured out what these two guys stand for. And hopefully that's what they base their votes on. But all right, John, thank you. I appreciate your call very much. Phone number is 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Enjoy our discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call them like I see them.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
Speaking of tight races in Texas, Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke are in a dogfight for senator from Texas. And I mean, this is just, it's the world of politics. It's an ugly, ugly business. And the Texas Republican Party is showing a decades-old mugshot of Beto O'Rourke prior to his arrest as part of a series of jabs for declining to debate Ted Cruz. They put on they got his mugshot and from decades ago. And they said that he won't debate Ted Cruz because he got into a hazy situation. Looks like the guy's stoned. He was arrested for DUI. And one other time he was arrested for jumping a fence at the University of Texas at El Paso. So he admits, yep, I had run-ins with the law twice. But, I mean, this is 20 years ago. They will find these things and drag them out and be prepared. If you want to run for political office, be prepared that they're going to find all this good stuff. It's even more with social media today. Oh, my gosh. 855-295-6600. Diane in Missouri. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just wanted to briefly mention something about using the word monkey, DeSantis.
Yeah.
I'm I'll just say I'm kind of an older lady, but in growing up, my dad, when I'd do something silly, maybe ornery, it was always in jest, but he said it so many times, "You little monkey." I mean, he didn't mean anything about somebody being black. It was just, you know, he probably got it from his family or something.
I understand that. It's a term. We've all heard it. But in today's world, you are asking for it if you use that in some sort of descriptive way involving any African American. It just is. So I go, I don't think this is going to make a difference. Down the road, it's 71 days until Election Day, and they are dramatically different people that stand for dramatically different things. So I think this is all much to do about nothing, but it is the big deal that's making the rounds today. And I really do think if you're going to run for office, watch your mouth. You can't say things. You got to be careful. And it's...
I know. I mean, they're harping on this monkey issue recently, and it's very unfortunate that he had to use it during this time. But the only thing I, you know, wanted to say is just maybe in his family, you know, maybe he's used that, you know, in different ways, never thought much about it.
Probably.
But it is unfortunate that he didn't
probably
think twice during this particular time.
Yeah. I'm surprised that he did not know. I give him the benefit of the doubt, just like Daryl gives him the benefit of the doubt. But
it wasn't a good thing to use it now.
No, because now what it also does is it changes the topic from what does this guy Gillum, who nobody really knows much about, what does he stand for? What's his platform all about? And you, instead of talking about that, we're talking about whether or not you can use monkey around. So, I mean,
I know.
I mean, I think people in Florida are going to quickly figure out whether they want a single payer, government run healthcare system, because that's what Gillum wants. He wants to abolish ICE and he wants to impeach Trump. So,
yeah. Well, I don't want to live in a socialist country, so.
Well,
let's hope people are really paying attention.
Let's hope so. I got in my stack here. You know Robert Reich, who was the labor secretary in Clinton administration? He's a professor at Berkeley. I'm telling you, the left wants to impeach Trump so badly. So he wrote this. Now, he's a professor. He's an economist. Supposed to be a real smart guy. And he says, what the way this has all got to work is that that we have to annul the election of Donald Trump. Impeachment isn't good enough. You have to annul it, because if you annul it, then all of his appointments and all of his deregulation and executive actions would be reversed. Now, I think this guy is having a fantasy dream of some kind, but that's where they are. He's hoping that they can annul. And I'm going, does he know how the process works if you impeach a president, that the vice president becomes the president? Does he know that?
I know. It is kind of scary, actually, to think that the left has really gone off this much in the deep end. But I mean, if Hillary would have gotten in, we would know nothing of what has happened with our law enforcement people, we would be, you know, in the dark. But now, I mean, the left is fighting so hard, they'll take look at them the wrong way, and they'll make something out of it. So,
well, I do think if the Democrats win the House, you've got a lot of people like Robert Reich. Reich could not help himself, but he wants Donald Trump so far gone so fast he can hardly wait. He is so delusional that he forgot there is an actual process for impeachment, which I have said a million times. And you know, Diane, I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump's. I like a lot of what he's doing, but I don't care for the man that much. But he will never, ever, ever be impeached. You're never going to find 67 senators that will vote for impeachment. So the House, who knows? Who knows? But this is where they're going. They can hardly wait. Hardly wait for November. They're itching. Anyway, so they want to now annul the presidency. Diane, I went off topic with you, but I appreciate your call very, very much. Let's get Mike in here before we run out of time. Mike, thank you for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, I look at it as, you know, we have all these old colloquialisms from the past. They're a subconscious thing. We have Curious George on TV now, so it's not an old thing. You got the little monkey
around. Is Curious George still on?
The old term.
Huh.
Say again?
I didn't know Curious George was still on television. Wow, that's an old one.
Well, yeah, for the reruns and all that, the kids watch it. It's on PBS and everything else.
Sure.
And so it's part of the language, and it slips out. All it shows is that we don't have Winston Churchill's, what a tremendous command of the English language.
No, we don't.
Who can insult you, and you think you're getting a compliment almost.
Yeah.
But the point is, I think it proves he is not a racist, because it was totally, he wasn't thinking of that type stuff. He was just thinking of making a thing like, you know, don't screw it up. Don't monkey around.
I know. I know. A lot of people use the phrase. I'm just saying, if you're running for governor, you're running for anything, you got to be smart. You got to be smart. And this is the kind of petty stuff that can hurt you, because it'd be a perfect day to, and I'm giving my shot at who this Gillum guy is, rather than talking about some perceived racial insult. Thanks, Mike.